This self-storage episode's probably going to be a little short, but it could be worth, let's say, $40,000 worth of value to you. We're going to talk today about how to increase your retail sales. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Self-Storage Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp. That's the premier training I sell that's designed to take you from wherever you are all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. It has the forms we use in our business, the checklist, a workbook, and it's the four-phase strategy I use with people to help them put their first or their next self-storage facility into service in today's environment with today's numbers. But this episode could really be worth some money to you, especially if you sell retail items or considering selling retail items. So no matter where we are with each one of our facilities, we're always working on how to increase retail sales in any given facility. Here's what I found. When we sell the project or when we refinance the project, buyers and appraisers will apply a cap rate to the income we get from retail sales, the same as they do from our storage income. So it's worth a lot of money to us if we can increase our sales. And we've done one thing that has dramatically increased our sales, and I want to share it with you. Now, first of all, if at all possible, we don't use cylinder locks. Nothing wrong with cylinder locks. I bought facilities that had cylinder locks on them. But we don't develop or build projects with cylinder locks because we like selling locks. And not just any kind of locks. We like selling disc locks. Now, I know a lot of people I've talked to say, disc locks, why would I want to sell a disc lock? If I've got to foreclose on a unit and cut a lock, those are the hardest locks to cut. Well, they are, and it takes something, and I've had to do it myself with grinders, and I know it takes something to get those off. But comparatively, for the benefit of having disc locks and selling them, I think it's well worth it. First of all, disc locks are expensive. They're the most expensive locks out there. And secondly, we train our managers to teach people as they come in our facility that yes, we have gates with codes and we have cameras and we have all the latest in security features. But the one thing that's probably the most important in deterring someone from breaking into your unit is your lock. And disc locks are the best. It takes somebody perhaps 10 minutes to get through that lock, so they'll skip yours and they'll go on down and cut the locks that they can open. So we train our people to sell locks, and literally we sell a high percentage of locks for every move-in. The markup is great, but that's not the reason that I can create $40,000 worth of value for you. What we do with our locks, and we sell no other locks to consumers but disc locks. And what we do is we'll have a display of disc locks, and we post next to the locks the prices of those same locks at our competitors. So an example might look like this. Our locks, $15. At Lowe's, they could be $17. Home Depot, let's say $16.50. Walmart, $14. Now what we do is we try to post the real prices, and we price them out a couple times a year, of the locks at our competitors in each market. We don't want to be necessarily the cheapest. We want to have one, maybe two, that are a little bit less expensive than ours. But what happens is the locks help us sell a lot of retail, because most people are going to need a lock if they rent from us. If it's a buyer, put yourself in the shoes of a buyer or a tenant. What's your number one concern when you walk into a small mom and pop store about buying stuff? Particularly if you can get those same things at a large store like a Walmart or a Lowe's. What's the thing you're most concerned about? Overpaying, right? So by posting those prices there, even if some of them are a little bit under ours, what the customer does is say, okay, this price is in line with what I can get at Lowe's. But not only that, they will then, the majority of buyers, the majority of customers will now translate that onto every other retail item that we have. And they will feel safe buying tape, tape guns, boxes, bubble wrap, all the retail items that we sell. And this single thing that we do by posting the prices of our competitors with our locks has done more to increase our retail sales in our facilities than anything we've done. How much more? Well, let's say $40,000. Now, why would I say that? Well, let's say that by doing this, you can increase your sales, or let's say you have $200 a month of retail sales. Can you use an extra $200 a month? I know I can. So what is that? $2,400 a year in retail sales. Can you use $2,400 more a year in retail sales? I know I can. Now take that $2,400 and apply a 6 cap to it. What do you get? $40,000. This little tidbit could be worth $40,000 more to your storage facility in value. Hope this helps. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. It's the financial modeling tool where I might put in an extra $200 a month on retail sales, apply a 6 cap rate to it, and show how that would affect my value. If you're using Excel, great, but I invite you to really look at the Storage World Analyzer. The reports it prints off with your logo on them are phenomenal, and they're really good when you're talking with investors or bankers. So invite you to look at it, creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com or storageworldanalyzer.com. Thank you. Hope this little quick tip has helped you, and I look forward to being with you next week.